You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, owner and creator of Ascent Dental Solutions. I want to give special thanks to Mr. Doug Foresta and his company, Stand Out and Be Heard. Without his expertise and guidance, these podcasts would not be available. Today, we have a little bit of self-promotion. As you know, Ascent Dental Solutions is focused on knowledge, training, development, and education. But over the last year and a half, I have been inundated with phone calls, emails, requests about what exactly is Ascent Dental Solutions? Why did I start it? What's its real mission statement? And I've had several questions, and let's listen to some of these questions and see where these responses take us to perhaps add some expertise and maybe some additional connections to make Ascent Dental Solutions more valuable to you.
So, yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Coughlin. This is Doug Foresta, of course. And, yeah, I thought where we'd start is, you know, one of the things that we hear from people is, one of the questions they have is, so is Ascent Dental Solutions, is it a dental company or is it something else? So maybe you can talk about what that something else is.
Sure. Well, first, it's a limited liability company. It is its own entity. And really the crux of it is why do we even have it? Why did I create it? And I created it because since 2006, I was asked by Tufts School of Dental Medicine if I could provide elective information in the evening to the dental students. It was really outside of Tufts School of Dental Medicine. I provided the lectures, the seminars, and information generally to senior dental students and to graduate students who were preparing to get into what I'll call the real world, the business of healthcare, and in particular, the business of dentistry. And it was clear that the dental school, like most of the 60 dental schools, did not have the time in their curriculum or perhaps even the expertise to talk about the business of dentistry. How do you select your first job? What are the steps? How do you make sure that that first job or career is as successful as possible? What questions to ask? How to ask these questions? What information should you obtain? And how do you dissect this information to make the best decisions. Understand that many of these young men and women or new graduates have had zero business experience. They're still learning the craft and the profession of dentistry and in healthcare and in medicine, but really lacked the educational background in accounting, legal, business, sales, marketing, to make decisions that would be informed. So that really was my start. My own personal business had grown from 1983 to present from one dental office with four dental operatories to 14 distinct dental offices, all located in Western Massachusetts. Each office is self-contained, but all the offices are linked through cloud. And prior to the cloud-based systems, we were using what we'll refer to as T1, T2, T3 lines. Today, these businesses are all linked. So digital photographs, digital impressions, clinical notes, insurance data information are all linked together for evaluation and treatment planning and to provide a continuity of care. During these 35 years of practicing clinical dentistry and the business of dentistry, I would say a day doesn't go by where someone doesn't contact me and ask very similar questions. And they fall into a variety of topics. But one topic is a group of dentists that want to emulate or copy the processes and procedures to establish a bigger footprint. They have various reasons. Some are purely economical. They want to build a practice so that they're more financially secure. Others want to build a larger footprint in practice to compete against MSOs and DSOs. And others just are sort of bored. They are excited. They're entrepreneurs, and they want to see how far they can take their business, and they want to know the steps and processes I use to accomplish that. Other groups are not interested in growing their business at all. They are happy with the size of their practice. They just wished it ran more efficiently, more effectively. They're looking for processes and procedures that they've read in one of my three books that really go into the business, the nuts and bolts of running a successful dental practice, but really the processes and procedures for a successful business practice are similar to any successful business. What are the steps? What are the processes and procedures? So as these questions continue to occur, I felt that it would be a very efficient and effective way to partner up. And I partnered up with Mr. Doug Foresta, who had been listening, hearing, and watching my career develop. And basically what he said is a very efficient, cost-effective way to get your information and knowledge out and share it with your profession and other practitioners are through podcasting and webinar. And it's one of the best business decisions I made, and his company, Stand Out and Be Heard, has been a tremendous inspiration and have allowed me to express my views and recommendations to a much larger range of individuals. Not only that, but allowed me to network with individuals that I would not have had the luxury to network. And that's really what this podcast is about. And I have another question, Doug. Go right ahead.
Sure. So one of the things that we have been actually, one of the nice things that's been happening too, and thank you, by the way, Kevin, but you know, one of the things that we've been getting feedback from brands, businesses, dentists saying, you know, how can we partner with you? We like what you're doing. We know that dentistry is undergoing a change. The profession is undergoing a change. You know, how can we partner with you? How can we be part, you know, of Ascent Dental Solutions? So maybe we could sort of tell listeners a little bit about some of the opportunities and ways that we're looking to partner with, you know, with brands and individuals.
Well, one of the things I've learned over the last 35 years is no one can do it by themselves. I always relate when I'm speaking to dentists to the clinical aspect. It's very difficult to be an implant surgeon, a prosthodontist, a periodontist, an orthodontist, a pediatric dentist. You need experts for support, and you need experts to provide the highest level of care and service. And in business, the actual business of dentistry, the partnerships are incredibly important, whether it be for marketing, sales, hardware, software, supplies, leadership roles, consultations. There is an entire network out there that are at our fingertips, but we don't know how to connect. And I'm hoping through Ascent Dental Solutions that these connections can be made. For those individuals who would like to share the partners that we've created over the last 18 months with 50 or so podcasts and several webinars and different connections, I'm suggesting that you contact and reach out to www.dental-solutions. On that website, you will be able
Ascent
to find
Dental Solutions.
Correct. That's www.ascent-dental-solutions.com. On that web, you'll be able to connect with me personally. And if you're interested in linking up with Ascent Dental Solutions with an emphasis on education, training, development, and knowledge, I would welcome your expertise. The more we network, the more we educate our peers, the greater our organization becomes. There are numerous threats, opportunities available to our profession. And depending on what side of the fence you sit, what may be a threat to one group could be an opportunity to another group. As you know, competition with dental service organizations, managed service organizations, the constant marketing of large corporations, sort of honing in, competing with the solo boutique practice is relatively new to the profession. And I think we all know that it's very, very difficult for a small supermarket to compete with Costco's. It's very, very difficult for a small hardware store to compete with Home Depot or Lowe's. And it may become very difficult for the solo practitioner, whether they be a specialist or a generalist, to compete with these managed service organizations. I'm not here to say one is better or worse, one is right or wrong, but I do feel that as a profession, we have to understand that how do we compete with these groups? How do we work with these groups? And how do we function with these groups? And there are specific processes and procedures that I've learned through my own clinical training, my own business training, that I think can be helpful. So I ask you to consider reaching out to Ascent-Dental-Solutions and consider taking your ideas, your company, and yourself, and interacting with us so that we can provide better information, more information, to establish us as a think tank for our profession. We're not here to give our bias, but we're here to provide information and data so that you can make your own decisions that are best for you, your family, and your company.
And let me just say a little bit about some of the things that, some of the ways that we've already been partnering with, again, with individuals and brands. You know, one thing is if you have a message that dentists need to hear, we'd love to have you as a guest on Ascent Dental Radio. We had recently topics including you've heard from Jerry Jones talking about returning to the podcast and talking about retention, patient retention. And you've heard about about embezzlement and the problem of embezzlement in dentistry and what dentists can do. But we've also partnered with great brands like Voco, which is
they provide some of the best dental supplies
right.
for dentists throughout the world. Patterson Dental, Henry Schein. We've had marketing experts. We've had seminar experts such as Ginny St. George. The list is really too numerous to repeat on this podcast, but what I have received is superior feedback saying that these connections are helping our listeners. And it occurred to us that by just self-promoting Ascent Dental Solutions and saying that we're open to listening to your ideas and suggestions, and we're open to having you join our conversations and provide knowledge, information, training to our listeners, I don't think there could be an easier or better way. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. You've been listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and this is Ascent Dental Solutions. And my special thanks to Mr. Doug Foresta. Without his expertise in podcasting and information sharing, these podcasts would not be possible. Thank you again, and we look forward to speaking to you in the very near future.
Podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.